For joining guys. Welcome to Halloween, the cannabis trading event. And this event is brought to you by Timing Research and Trade Out Loud. That David Kosmeter and I am going to be your we are going to be your host today. With us today, we have two traders we personally met, and I met Lance at the Boca Traders Expo. And also David was there as well, that we organized last June. It was such a fun event in Boca Raton, Florida. So with us today, we have Lance. And we also have David Modell, and I'm going to be your last presenter from 3 o'clock. So before we begin, let me remind you that all information provided today is for educational purpose only and should not be construed as investment advice regarding the purchase or sale of securities, options, futures, forex, or any other instrument of any kind. Trading involves a high level of risk and may not be suitable for all investors. You could lose money. So before deciding to trade, you should carefully consider your objectives, your level of experience, and risk appetite. Individual performance depends upon each person's skill, time commitment, and effort. Results may not be typical, and individual results will vary. You must do your own research and make your own trading decision. So, Lance, thank you so much for accepting our invitation, and welcome to Halloween trading event. Ooh. And if everything is okay on your side, you have the mic.
Right, thank you. Thank you for the introduction. Everyone, welcome and happy Halloween. I'm not dressed up as anything, although I'll probably be Michael Scott by the end of the night. If everyone can see the screen, post in the chat, yes, that will be fantastic. If you do have questions during the presentation, feel free to write in the chat. If I don't answer it at that exact time, it's either I'll probably cover your question during the presentation, and I will save about 10 to 15 minutes at the end of the presentation to answer all questions. Feel free to ask anything. Again, it's I want you to get your money's worth. So we'll cover everything, and I'll try to keep this completely under 1 hour. So I am Lance Ippolito. I've been trading now for a decade. I like using the word decade. I did some private placement work in cannabis about 4 years ago, and I've been following the cannabis stocks and investing in them really when there was really only GW Pharma, Caro Therapeutics, and Zenerbia Pharmaceuticals. Now we literally have hundreds of names. So let's dive right in. I'm excited. I'm pumped to be here to the pot stock blueprint of 2019. We're going to go over three super sectors. That's very important. What sectors you want to put your money in cannabis. And we'll also go over three patterns that you can use in your trading. So I am Lance Ippolito. Let's dive right in. And by the end of the presentation, I'm confident you'll walk away with some actionable intel. And more importantly, confident that you'll make money, because that's what we all want to do, right? So when we talk about cannabis, right? You may have heard of cannabis in the past. Maybe you had a family member, that Uncle Joe at the family barbecue saying, hey, I made some money on some pot stocks. But that is nothing, especially right now in cannabis, okay? Because nobody is talking about cannabis right now. You had the boom, you had the decline, but right now, the cannabis names are on the verge of that next major leg up. And we'll go over again what sectors exactly I see that are going to accelerate higher. So that spike, that's going to be background noise compared to what is going to happen in the next 90 days. Because right now, there's a law and it's working its way through Congress. And when it passes, and I'm confident it will, it will trigger the flow of billions of dollars in institutional capital. It's going to be a wave of money flowing into cannabis stocks. Now, not all of them, certain cannabis stocks that you've never seen before in your lifetime. Think about this. In the past 5 years in Canada alone, the cannabis sector has created more multimillionaires than any other sector out there. And when this law passes, most likely in the next 90 days, we'll see the exact same thing play out here in the U.S. And the U.S. market is 10 times the size here than the Canadian market. So think about that. The U.S. market is 10 times the size of the Canadian market. So before the presentation is over, I'll reveal exactly what's coming and why. But more importantly, it's not just some buy and hold strategy, hoping you pick a good cannabis stock that goes up. I'm here as a trader to maximize gains and to start making money. I'll reveal three cannabis super sectors. I'm going to tell you exactly where the wave of billions of dollars will rush into so you could cash in the next 90 days. You'll hear about my three pot stock patterns. Some of them could have paid you 400%, 551%, 980% in the last year. We'll go over Zenerbia Pharmaceuticals. I had the biggest trade of my career, my own personal money, and it the options returned 980%. And this trade was not even 8 weeks holding. It was very, very short term of a swing trade. You could have turned $2,000 into $19,930 with three trades. So the first setup is something I call the knock-knock bank. bang platter. I had the largest trade of my career, Zenerbia Pharmaceuticals. It's one of the big three medical cannabis names out there. And again, this stock has been around for about 5 years now. Give me 15 minutes. I'll show you exactly how I did it. The stock went from $5 to $15 a share. This pattern, the knock, knock, bang, gets me into explosive breakouts before, that's what's important, before the move even begins. There's also a $10 rule. I used this in Kronos Group when the stock was trading at $9. And once it hit $10, it soared to $22 in 6 weeks. The $10 rule, it's so easy to follow. The $10 mark is a green light for institutional money to come in to a stock. And we'll go over that pattern. Lastly is the cloak and dagger pattern. I use this in Aurora Cannabis, ACB. I'm sure everyone here has heard of the stock. Before they had the activist investor Nelson Peltz, the stock surged. Trade took 3 days. I have a way to spy on Wall Street's biggest bets before they're available to the investing public. So I use these three patterns day in and day out, my personal trading, to make money in the cannabis stocks. This was Kronos Group. Hit the $10 rule, 6 weeks, 100%, 106% return. Village Farms, ticker symbol VFF, another $10 rule trade. The CEO was actually on Jim Cramer a couple months ago. 127% gains in 8 weeks. So you can see a pattern. I'm not holding these trades for years. Heck, I'm not even holding them, you know, for 4 to 6 months. I'm looking anywhere between 4 to 12 weeks to hold these stocks. Even Emerald Health, this is a stock position that returned 200% in 12 months. And I want to be clear, if I mention these stocks, I don't want you to go and buy these stocks right now. Because some of these names, I'll just be honest with you, some of them pumped higher, they had the rally higher, and they've really cooled off those highs. So I'll tell you what names in the sectors, but the time will be right when to buy them, when to get in. Over the past 12 months, our cannabis trades, 8 out of every 10 were in the green. And let's be honest, okay, the cannabis market has been very, very volatile out there. You know, I had people lucky to bat 50% out there from my friends in the industry out there. They delivered a stunning 767% total return. There will be losers. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I have a losing position right now in Kronos Group, but I try to keep those losers very, very small and let the winners run. And yes, you could have turned that $2,000 into $19,930. So today, I'll show you exactly how I'm doing it and how you can too, even if you've never traded a single share of stock or options in your life. How many webinars, how many live trading rooms have I been in? I was doing the math, and somewhere it's between 12,000 people in attendance from old floor traders in Chicago. I've had guys overseas. I was actually in London about a month ago, then Denmark. It doesn't matter. You can conquer this strategy too. So I'll even give you, by the time the presentation is over, so within the hour, my number one legal marijuana play free live on this broadcast here. And I'm going to tell you why I'm predicting a major move in cannabis in the next 90 days. But first, let me introduce myself. Who am I? I am Lance Sepulveda. That was me with short hair, wearing my Armani jacket, looking professional. This is actually when I was just leaving my fun back. Oh gosh, how long was now? A few years now. I started my career at Citigroup Global Markets. I worked as an analyst for Citigroup. I did that for about a year and a half, and I absolutely was stressed out, working 12 hours a day. I wanted to learn Wall Street's secrets. I wanted to learn, why does Wall Street always make money? And why do, you know, the mom and pop retail traders out there, why do we consistently lose? Why are they always taking advantage of the little guy out there? And I did. I learned. I would go to the offices, message the teams, what are they doing every day to make money in the markets? I was reading a stat, JP Morgan hasn't lost money in trading in over 3 years. I mean, they have billions of dollars of capital being put to work. And they do have these blind spots out there. They can't act quickly. We often think of the banks with the HFTs and the algos, everything. But when they have rotation over there, they cannot act quickly. And the one thing that we have, especially here in the States, is we have a major advantage over Wall Street right now. And we can go over those three patterns week in and week out. We'll explain step by step what they are and how you can profit even daily. In 2017, I started my own fund. And to give you a background of how hedge funds make money, it's not that they have the greatest traders in the world and so-and-so has inside information and we're going to outperform the market and return 100%. Hedge funds make money two ways. They have a performance performance fee. When they outperform the S&P, they get a check. And really how they make their money is AUM, assets under management. The more assets they have, the more the paychecks become. So when you hear of Bill Ackman or David Tepper or Einhorn out there, they're not the best traders in the world. I mean, look at Ackman betting against Herbalife. They have the most money under management in the world. That's why they're billionaires out there, because AUM. So when I was with my hedge fund, I was doing what everyone else in the industry wanted to do, grow assets under management. So I was calling, the wealthiest individuals I know, trying to gather money. So I did. I called one of the wealthiest people I know. He was a biotech CEO up in Vancouver. And he said, Lance, I'm not going to give you any money to invest. In fact, why don't you invest in my medical cannabis company? Now, I live in Florida. This was years ago. Marijuana was a gray area. In fact, it's now becoming more and more open here in Florida. So I was very hesitant to dive in into the cannabis sector out there. I didn't want my friends, my family, no one to find out. But I decided cannabis was a new market. It was a new opportunity. What am I going to do? Buy Apple, Google, like every other hedge fund and try to outperform the S&P? No, cannabis was a new opportunity. I'm glad I stepped in. I raised $3 million for a medical cannabis company. Today, their market cap is just shy of $300 million out there. Now, back then, there was not a lot of opportunities in cannabis. It was very, very limited compared to what we have right now, which is amazing. So we were investing in major pot stocks well before major moves like here, Aurora Cannabis, triple digit gains, 3 months. Zenobia Pharmaceuticals, 110% gains. Again, I was using call options and stock. I had the largest trade of my career in this name. Even Canopy Growth. Now these names, Aurora Cannabis, Canopy Growth, they're very popular right now. Canopy Growth has the largest market cap of any cannabis company. Everybody knows these names now. They're household names. And if you're looking at Aurora Cannabis or Canopy Growth, in my opinion, that advantage that I had years ago is gone. So we have to look at new names and new opportunities out there waiting to be unlocked, which is very important, because if you just watch the mainstream news, then all you know is Canopy Growth, Aurora Cannabis, Cronos Group, Tilray. And there's many other names out there to play. But I'm here today to talk about going forward. It's not about a handful of big trades. No, what can we do going forward? And more importantly, the lifestyle, the freedom lifestyle that those trades unlocked for me. So it wasn't easy. I've had my struggles, whether it be the hedge fund, venturing off personal training out there. You know, being a trader is not easy. But once you have success and once you consistently make money, you can actually really enjoy life. Like right now, I trade for a few hours a day. I usually take the boat out. I live 7 houses away from the water. It's beautiful. I like going to the Keys. I like going hiking. I was living in Costa Rica for a few months. I like catching a big wahoo with my buddies, visiting Yellowstone Park. And I've helped, I would say, literally tens of thousands of traders out there where just the testimonials speak for themselves. And I try to be more personal. You know, these are Twitter private messages, text messages, you know, more intimate with the traders I work with, because I want them not only to, have results, but to feel like they're actually learning so they can do it on their own. That's the most important thing. So I'll say it again. We're on, and I'm talking about right now, especially going into 2020 and wrapping up the year, we're on this next major leg up in cannabis. Now, no other sector out there, Facebook, Apple, tech, energy, none of these sectors will double overnight, right? Like Apple just had fantastic earnings. The stock's up a couple bucks. You're not going to double your money in an Apple or a Facebook or a Twitter out there. But in cannabis, you can. The green gold rush, if you will, I think, and what I'm excited for is for that next opportunity, that next leg up in cannabis. And I think we're going to have the greatest trading environment in some of these cannabis stocks, especially going into the end of the year. And it's not a prediction. It's a fact, because the U.S. market, okay, just to explain what the U.S. market holds right here for us. The U.S. market, the experts are saying $78 billion. And just a few years ago, okay, the U.S. market was a black market. You think about it. 10 years ago, the U.S. market was a completely black market. The $78 billion is twice the size of the movie business per year. Disney, the king of Hollywood. Disney has a $250 billion market cap. Most of these cannabis companies that I'm looking at, they don't even have a $1 billion market cap. That's how untapped they are. Now, I'm looking at next opportunities in cannabis to try to find that next Disney, that next Coca-Cola of cannabis, if you will. Legalization, it's coming. I don't talk about politics, okay? But what I do talk about is money. And who loves money? Politicians. That's all they care about. 80% of Americans want to legalize cannabis. That number grows year in and year out. But the politicians, they don't care. They care about those dollars, those cents. They're expecting $86 million in new tax revenue. Republicans, because I know what you're thinking, well, the Republicans will never vote for it. They already are. Cannabis legalization, it's not a question of maybe, it's a definitely. The only question is when. When does it happen? And I know that's what you're probably asking. Institutional money is also coming. Think about that for a minute. Who wants in on cannabis? The big players, the Goldman Sachs, the JP Morgans, the Citigroups. They're like gators just chopping to get in, but they have a problem right now. And this is what's affecting cannabis stocks right now. Why you're seeing some of these smaller cap cannabis companies go lower and lower and lower the stocks because they can't get that institutional money. Once that happens, you're going to see that boom, that period where these stocks just explode higher because Citigroup, JP Morgan, they can't get in. They cannot get into cannabis stocks. That's a major opportunity for us, the little guy, the little girl out there to take advantage of that. Now think about the IPO market. Us retail investors, retail traders, we can't get in, not at all. But they could take a company like, Peloton, the treadmill bicycle company at the IPO, they get in the private market at $1.50 and they sell it to you at $2. So they make, 15, 20X their money. That's not fair. But in cannabis, we have an opportunity. But there's a clock on the opportunity because after the institutional money can come into cannabis, your advantage is gone. Their money will flood in, our advantage will be gone. And that's billions of dollars on the sidelines. So we're waiting on that single milestone that will trigger all of the institutional buying. Now, right now, marijuana is fully legal in 11 states. Medical marijuana, 33 states. But in the Fed's eyes, still a Scheduled One drug. Scheduled One drug, to give an example, is classified as highly addictive with zero medical purposes. It's like heroin. There's over 30,000 research papers on how countless medical treatments that cannabis applies to. I'm sure everyone here has been affected, had a loved one, a family member, a friend who takes medical cannabis, whether it be for MS, depression, anxiety, whatever it may be, that they see benefit where there's actually medical treatment out there, which is amazing. Now, Wall Street can invest. They cannot invest in any business that may get raided by the DEA at any minute. They cannot get in. That's a huge advantage. They cannot have investor clients' money in cannabis stocks. They cannot initiate analyst coverage out there in cannabis stocks. They can't get into any business that may get raided, which is huge for us out there. It's massive. That's where the STATES Act and the SAFE Act come in. You may have heard of this in the news recently because it's working its way, like we said at the beginning, way through Congress right now. They bring U.S. legal marijuana companies into compliance with federal law and open up the U.S. banking for the first time ever. Back in the day, we would kind of joke around about the guys and girls in Colorado where they were getting armored trucks, hoarding the cash in them and taking up to Canada. We were like, man, we should invest in armored trucks stocks. We should invest in armored trucks because all the cannabis names, all the cannabis businesses in Colorado were renting them out and going to Canada to deposit their money. Now that won't happen because the U.S. banking will open up out there. The result is this, JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs, they'll have the ability to invest in U.S. pot sector, okay? When a big fund and an institution, when they trigger that green light, think about Roku for a minute. When they trigger and say, hey, we're going to buy this stock, they send those stocks soaring higher when they get behind it, when they start getting their analyst coverage, their clients' money, and when they start going, saying, oh, we're going to raise our targets in Roku, boom, you have that boom period where the stock takes off. Now, both bills are expected to pass by the end of this year. The result, billions of dollars will flow into three cannabis super sectors. So number one, marijuana finance, right? Every company needs capital to grow. And Goldman Sachs, they want in. They want in on the cannabis market, the $100 million debt financing market too. And again, that's why some of these cannabis companies that you're seeing, maybe the stock was a dollar, now it's at 50 cents. They can't go to the bank and get the financing they need to grow. And that's why these companies are hurting right now, which is a fantastic time for us to take advantage of these relatively low share prices out there. So the banks, they want to get involved. Some names I'm looking at for my cannabis super sector number one finance out there is MJ. It's the ETF, the Alternate Harvest ETF. It's actively available to trade options and stocks, Origin House, Green Growth Brands. But I want to be clear. I'm not saying go and buy these stocks right now. Some of them will be fantastic. Okay. I have a 401k. Some of them I buy and hold out there too. But I'm here as a trader out there where I want to maximize returns and pick my spots because I don't want to buy a stock at $10, have it go to $5, and then hope it goes back to $10. No, I want to be in and out in a matter of weeks out there. Cannabis super sector number two, marijuana ag tech out there. That's right. Technology and cannabis. Think about that for a minute. The pot producers and the technology companies, they're becoming fast friends out there. Think about this. Shopify, okay? We think of Shopify out there, the e-commerce. In 2018, in October, they introduced online cannabis sales. The stock shot up 125% since then. Now Shopify is what, $315 or so? It's a madhouse. It's a terror house out there. Technology companies, from the farmers to the growers, heck, even the delivery people. You get Uber Eats or your Grubhub or your Postmates. There's cannabis companies out there, technology companies, even doing delivery services for cannabis. It's amazing out there. Now, some names in the ag tech space, Village Farms, Grow Generation out there that I have on my watch list. Lastly, cannabis super sector number 3, and this is one that I personally really take research in, is marijuana biotech, medical marijuana out there. And in my opinion, right now, if you look at the medical marijuana names, your GW Pharmas, your Cara Therapeutics out there, these are the ones that are shining, moving higher in the whole cannabis space out there, okay? And we look at marijuana biotech, I'm not saying, hey, these old hippies are smoking weed for glaucoma out there. No, it's these companies are working, okay? And medical cannabis for research, heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, arthritis, chronic pain, even cancer out there. These diseases cost Americans $250 billion per year. $250 billion per year. That's the real scope of this opportunity out there. Now, medical marijuana is taking on the pharma industry. Like, to give you an example, a couple weeks ago, I went to the dentist. I had a few cavities. I don't know how. I brushed my teeth probably 3-4 times a day. Must be eating from all these chocolate chip cookies. So I had a few cavities. The dentist was, he says, Lance, take this. It was a painkiller. He said, Lance, take this painkiller. Give me a prescription for it. I go, geez, I'm fine. I'm fine, doctor. Or do you call a dentist a doctor or DMD? I go, fine, Mr. Dentist, man. I don't need the painkillers out there. Think about this. The opioid crisis right here, just in the U.S. In fact, especially a few hours north of me. That's where it all started. It's taking over. Medical cannabis companies are working. And what I'm seeing right now is a big shift from those drugs to medical cannabis, which I absolutely love, that I think we're going to continue to see for years to come. Now, some names I'm looking at, I consider these the old school pot stocks out there. Ticker symbol, CARA. This stock has been around since 2015 out there. Old school pot stock. GW Pharma, Corbus Pharmaceuticals, Zenerbia Pharmaceuticals out there, Zenerba Pharmaceuticals out there. Some of these names out there, they're not some one-trick pony, like a biotech company that gets an FDA approval, it rallies or it fails and goes to zero. These names have been around. And that's what I see going forward. A huge advantage if you're looking to get in cannabis is medical names out there. Now in ZYNE, where I had the largest trade of my career, the stock went from $20 to $5. But I am not an investor. I am a trader. I am a trader out there. I saw an opportunity when the stock was around $5, actually around $6.25 out there, to buy stock and call options. I made 450% in 8 weeks out there. And then a few weeks later, I got that large trade of 980%. That's $1,000, $4,500 in 8 weeks. So let's actually go over that here in 5 minutes or so. Now, again, don't rush and buy these stocks right now. Some of them, yes, they'll be great investments for those long-term gains. But I'm looking literally at the next 90 days out there, and I want you doing it with me. So our three pot stock patterns consistently crush the market. Now, anyone can use these patterns, so let's go over them. First, I gave you a preview, the knock, knock, bang. What is it? Let's go over. The market is filled with support and resistance out there, okay? Support is where buyers show up. It's usually the bottom, the base. Resistance is where sellers show up. It's usually the top. It usually sends prices lower. You know, we say, oh, stock's at a resistance. I'm going to sell it. Stock's at support. I'm going to buy it. When a stock approaches resistance and fails to break out twice, I know it will succeed on the third try. That's the bang effect. Knock, knock, bang. Bang for the breakout. And because pot stocks usually have a high percentage of short sellers is someone who's betting against the stock, thinking it's going to move lower. And as the shares move lower, they borrow shares against the brokerage. The shares move lower, they make money when prices decline. But when prices go up, they lose money and they have to buy back their shorts. What causes this is a short squeeze. It's the bang effect. It's the explosive breakout, the bang right there. So here's ZYNE, Zenerba Pharmaceuticals. Stock again, around $6.25. Again, it went from about $20 to $5 a share. There's stock, there's options, trades very liquid. Stock hits resistance again, right at $6.25, $6.30. Now the third time, that bang effect, boom, shatters that resistance, bang, big breakout higher. Stock goes from $6.30 to $15 out there in less than 2 months, 8 weeks from $6.30. Look at that, $6.30 to $15. $16 out there. Now, I wish I would have held it all the way to 15. I'm going to be honest with you. I sold it when it was around 11.50, 11 and a quarter or so. But wow, that's just a massive move higher right there. It wasn't the only stock out there. Hexo, Village Farms, VFF, even Aurora out there. Now, the pot stock pattern number two, and this one's very simple, $10 rule. So there's a little secret, maybe some of you know, maybe some of you don't know out there, that most institutional investors and most hedge funds out there, they cannot own a stock in their book that trades less than 10 bucks a share. It doesn't look good. It's kind of like taboo out there. Like for example, if I went to one of my managing directors and said, hey, let's buy Sprint. And he goes, well, what's Sprint at? $6. He'd laugh at me and go, haha, well, we'll buy Verizon. Verizon's 50 bucks right there. It doesn't look good unless there's some specialty fund out there who can do these lower price names out there. So when a stock trades above that threshold at 10 bucks, it's a huge green light for institutions to start buying in. That demand starts to pile up when a stock starts approaching that $10 mark out there. Kronos Group, this was a huge breakout. The stock was trading. Every time it got above 10 bucks, you see volume down below, it started to soar. They were buying it. As soon as it hit 10 bucks, boom, higher. Go below $10, volume would dry down because they couldn't own it. They couldn't buy it anymore. So once the $10 rule hit, the shares, they started trading all the way up to $12.50. It's a 25% return. That's right there. That's amazing out there. So you can see volume starts to pop up. Those big players out there were sending prices higher. Well, something special happened here. From September to February, after hitting the $10 rule, Kronos Group, and look at the volume pickup as the shares rallied to $23 a share. 10 to 23, $10 rule strikes again. It wasn't the only trade. Village Farms had this amazing in their last run before earnings as well. This trade paid out 106% return. Village Farms was another one, 127% return. Even the one I've been talking about in the medical space, CARA, 45% gain. That's just amazing in 8 weeks out there. Cloak and Dagger, pot stock pattern number three. And you're probably noticing, Lance, you've seen Village Farms, you've seen Kronos Group a couple of times now. Because you can trade these names multiple times per year while other people are stuck buying and holding. I don't want to buy and hold and sit through all that volatility. I want to be in. I want to be out making money consistently out there. So most traders will never see in their lifetime this institutional order flow scanner because professional investors and traders, they use the derivatives options, the options market for extra leverage to initiate new positions out there. So I've spent thousands of hours programming it for cannabis stocks, for pot stocks to see what the largest traders in the world are buying in real time. So I've put together this scanner out there where you can actually see exactly what are they buying, New Age Beverage Corp, Kronos Group, are they spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on call options or put options, deciding where these stocks are going to go? Are they placing these some of them are multi-million dollar bets in the cannabis market? Now, I'm not saying this happens every day. It may happen once a quarter, may happen once a month, may happen twice a week when there's a boom in cannabis stocks. But these players, they are spot on. And when they're trading thousands of options, thousands of call options on a stock, you bet these cannabis stocks are going to move. I'm like a market detective. That's what I call myself. Like I'm a market detective out there. These big trades, they tip me off that big news is likely to come out there. For example, ACB, Aurora Cannabis. You look at the chart, looks nothing, right? Sideways, not doing much. I'm not going to do nothing with it, right? Boom. A large trader, a large fund comes in, starts buying 1,986 calls, 1,250 calls, 1,000 calls, 1,000 calls, 1,000 calls, 900 calls. They're literally putting hundreds of thousands of dollars at work on these trades. This was on a Thursday, okay? Same chart, nothing special. Boom. I wake up Monday morning, Aurora Cannabis surges 14%. There's the headline. Nelson Peltz joins as a strategic investor. Think about that. 3 days, stock goes up 14% out of nowhere. Some of those call options paid up to 600% in 3 days out there. Even in GW Pharma, 32% gain in 7 weeks. Canopy Growth before the CEO left. Fantastic move right there too. So over a 12-month stretch, 82% of the trades were profitable with a 767% total return. And again, there is losers in their account as well. Professional traders and traders looking to grow their accounts quickly, they use something I call a profit recycling strategy. You take your first winner. Let's say you make 100% winner on calls. Then you take that profit. Now you're playing with free money. You put put it into the next trade. Let's say you get 100% return on that trade. So now you're taking those profits and you're recycling them to the next trade. You're letting that money ride. So you're not risking any more of your own capital. You're playing with the house's money and you just continue to roll those profits as what I call a profit recycling strategy out there. Now you could trade all three patterns on your own, but it will take you literally, and I mean literally, hundreds of hours to complete each of these patterns. And especially if you want my scanner, but by the time you get the scanner, hire a programmer, I've probably spent a good $15,000 to $20,000 on it, getting it perfected out there. Fortunately, I'm giving you your first trade for free. So I'm a man of my word. I said at the beginning of the presentation, I will give you my number one legal cannabis play. So here it is. I think it's a potential $10 rule setup. It's Organigram. OGI is the ticker symbol. Organigram out there. We saw how powerful the $10 rule was in Cronos Group. OGI, I think, is next. Organigram Holdings, they produce, distribute medical marijuana throughout Canada out there. But the big thing that I see is they're expanding internationally, global. And that's what I want out there. I just don't want the cannabis company or the cannabis stock I'm looking at to be stuck. Oh, they're stuck here in Canada. No. I want Europe. I want Latin America. I want when the states open it up, boom, right here in the states out there. They were recently approved for 17 additional cultivation rooms. They have a 530,000 square foot production facility out there. It's just, massive out there. New partnerships with Alpha Cannabis to serve the German and wider European markets out there. And remember, the US market, 10 times the size of Canada, and that's where they're coming next out there. The results doubled from quarter one out there. I mean, where else are you going to find that? You're not going to have Apple double their quarter two results out there. No, they're growing. Early stages of growth. Their current price, I think today it's around $5 a share or so. And that's about $3.50 a share or so right there. Their near-term target, what I see, is about $8.44, the prior high out there. And then once they hit $8.44, and they do have options you could trade, I think we see $10 in OGI. And I'm talking relatively soon, within the next 90 days out there. On a break of $10, potentially with international expansion, US expansion, I think the stock could hit about $14 in the next 12 months out there. That's how bullish I am. So if you want more opportunities like Organigram out there, you'll need to join me in the pot stock labs. So I gave you, let's recap for a minute. Why Wall Street is going to take over the cannabis market, the States Act, the beginning, US legalization, it's coming, Wall Street, where they're going to put their money as soon as they can, because right now they can't. So I gave you my three super sectors, my number one stock pick. I gave you everything I said in the beginning of the cannabis presentation out there. I want you to go pick the right cannabis names. There's a lot of smoke and mirrors in the industry out there. The right cannabis names and be educated and more importantly, make money. So let's start with the obvious. What are you going to get to sign up? You're going to get a bunch of trades, okay? I'm going to be throwing trades at you very, very fast, especially when the market is booming out there, which I see again in the next 90 days. You'll get one trade per week. That's 52 trades a year. Sometimes you may get three trades a week. Sometimes you may get five trades a week. Heck, and I'm not looking to hit just, 2%, 5%. I'm looking for stock and option strategies where you can hit 100, 200, even 300%. And you won't be holding these trades for years. We'll be in, we'll be out in a matter of weeks to months out there. Heck, I've been in some trades where it's been 3 days and I've made money and I'm out there. And I'll also give you some long-term opportunities to hold, some names that I like in my 401k out there. You'll never miss a trade, ever. You'll get a text message alert and you'll get an email for each trade out there. But that's, that's standard. Everyone does that, right? Everyone says, oh, here's your email, here's your text, follow the trade out there. I don't want to do standard. So every time there's a new trade out there, I'm going to send you a link. I'll give you a 30-minute hour heads up where you can trade with me live in the live trading room. It's just like this. You go to Zoom, you watch my screens out there. I go and place the trade live right in front of you. See exactly what I'm buying, exactly what I'm selling out there in the Pot Stock Labs live trading room. You'll literally see me in real time, put the position on right in front of you. You'll trade over my shoulder out there. Real money, my own real account. That's how confident I am. Heck, you'll even see my account numbers. I hope no one hacks me. So here's a trade in Village Farm. They had a short seller report. Everyone was selling it. I knew from my knock, knock, bang pattern, it cuts through all that BS, all that noise out there. Stock went from $6 to $15 in 6 weeks. Nobody saw this coming. They were all selling it because the short seller report, the stock soared out there. Here's another trade. And I'm actually in this one right now and it's working fantastically. CARA, Care Therapeutics. Huge move. When they had an FDA approval, the market makers, they were only expecting a $2 move. Huh. This stock went from $20 to $26. I bought call options that tripled in value. In fact, I'm long call options right now. HexoCorp, we've all seen this one too. From the pop to the decline. Heck, when it just declined recently, I made about 25% on that downside move in HexoCorp. Another thing you're getting is a live weekly interactive webinar out there. That's right. The only, and that's really the only thing that you have planned every week, because those live trades, you'll get the alerts. We'll be sending them out. It could be Monday, could be Friday. I'll shoot you the heads up. We'll be trading live in the room. We'll have a live weekly interactive webinar. So most services, you know, they spoon feed you the trades. You have no interaction with the trader out there. No, we have live question and answer. You ask your questions. I give you the answers. It's very powerful because you'll be in the community, my small inner circle. There's about 30 members in there. In fact, a couple years ago, I was in California with a group of healthcare investors. And one guy said, hey, Lance, what do you think about the stock Tandem Diabetes out there? Is it a $10 rule trade? To be honest, I never heard of the stock. It was called TNDM, Tandem Diabetes. Never heard of it. So pulled it up. It was around $8 at the time. I said, well, yeah, it, you know, Gary, it is. I like it. I bought it right there. And it was around eight and change right there. To this day, last time I looked at it, or I should say when I sold it, this stock was around $62 a share. That's how powerful these live weekly interactive webinars are out there. I think it may even be higher today. I think I sold around 62 or something like that. I was like, wow, that's a huge move. Probably owe Gary a couple of drinks now that I think about that. You'll also get my Pot Stock weekly watch list. I include about 3 to 4 names every week for you. I write you a summary, technicals on them. Hey, this is what you should be watching this week, especially if they're news. These are the stocks that are ripe for trades. I'll give you charts, buy and sell levels, stock and option strategies to maximize your returns. Now, something that everybody loves and is really hot is the IPO market, okay? I'm giving you as well every week my IPO report. Guys, there's more IPOs and RTOs in cannabis than any other sector in the market out there. And within the next 12 months, they say this can double or triple out there, okay? Now, some of the names will be the next GW Pharma, Cara Therapeutics out there. And then some of them, especially right now, they're going to be some pump and dump garbage. And those are the ones that you got to be really, real knowledgeable out to avoid. And that's what we go over in the IPO report. We go over the winners. We go over the losers. We look at literally these companies out there and what you should be buying and what you should be selling right at that IPO out there. Okay. We do a full in detail review out there. You'll also get my monthly Pot Stock newsletter out there. Okay. Now the monthly Pot Stock newsletter, I cover everything going on in the cannabis sector so you can cut out all the BS, all the noise, and just know the facts out there. You're going to love it when you're a member out there. Plus, I'm giving you my complete Pot Stock trading system. Never before has this been revealed out there. The Pot Stock University. This is really cool out there. You get powerful video tutorials. I go over pretty much everything in trading out there. The Pot Stock patterns that we use week in and week out. When to get in, when to get out. That's the more importantly. When do you get out? When do you exit? How to maximize returns plus hours of bonus trading for every situation out there. We'll go over option strategies, video content, trader mindset. When do you take those profits? That's important out there. Because I had a friend who just, he never closed his Bitcoin, his crypto. And I saw him at a New Year's Eve party and he was up, he turned $25,000 into $110,000. He never sold. And that $25,000 is now about $18,000. He actually ended up losing money after being up nearly $100,000. I don't want that to happen to you. So you have to know when to get in and when to get out. You'll join some of my winning members, Dennis, Jack, Dave over here. Dave just took his son to Yellowstone Park hiking with the wild bison, everything just you know, amazing out there. He wanted that lifestyle of freedom. He said, Lance, you show me pictures of your Yellowstone trip. I want to go and see the bison, go see the bears, the wolves, if you're lucky enough. I mean, to me, it's one of the coolest places in the world. Now you get, let's go over, email, text, trade alerts, live trading room, weekly live webinar, Pot Stock watch list, IPO report, Pot Stock newsletter, Pot Stock University, full value, $22,000. Ah, that's way too expensive. Cut that out. Heck no, we're not doing anything near that today, okay? That's the full value, isn't reasonable. It's like when you buy a new car, you see the sticker price, you're like, man, I'm not paying $50,000 for the car. Work with me. So of course I do. We only have, when we started the program, we had about 100 spots available. It filled up pretty fast. I think today we have about 8 spots available left. I'll have to look at the WordPress log and everything like that. But I'm not done. I've got another surprise for you today. I love surprises. I'm putting my money where my mouth is. And what I did, actually, I did this about a couple months ago. I opened up a $10,000 challenge. $10,000 of my own money out there. I'm not a basketball player. I can't even play golf good. I got a torn rotator cuff, but I still have a competitive spirit. So my goal by the end of 2020 out there is to double my account just in cannabis. To be honest, I want to make it more, but I want to turn $10,000 into $20,000 just in cannabis stocks out there. So what we're doing, and this is how confident I am. If I do not double my account in the next 12 months, you'll get lifetime access completely free out there. That's how confident I am. So I'm including my $10,000 account challenge out there. Right now, the $10,000 account challenge is about $11,000 and change. That's working pretty well already. Now, you won't pay anything near that price that I mentioned today. It's very, very valuable. We spent hours doing research out there. I got it down to $5,000, but I can't charge you that. No, cannabis is a new sector. It's a new opportunity, right? I want you to get in at a reasonable price. So between all the work that I've done, my team has done, for everything you get, I mean, we interact at least on minimum twice a week. And what's really good, we get to chat live, but also during the live webinars and when we place the trades live, you know exactly what you're getting into. And usually I respond to emails too within a couple hours. So it's really cool. Today we're doing an instant price cut as well. Woo, I love this. I love this. For $14.97, this is for a full year, 12 months. 12 months. You get a ton of picks, literally these trades live, weekly mentoring, weekly live trading, at least one trade live a week, the watch list, the IPO report, the monthly newsletter, the Podstock University. Guys, I have so many videos in that. It's amazing. And my $10,000 account challenge. Okay. When we work together, you're going to love it. I want you to double your money, if not more. Like my goal is to, in fact, someone said, Lance, I want to turn 10 grand and, or he, pardon me. He said, Lance, I want to turn my 5 grand into 25 grand. Go, you're shooting high. I love it out there. If you want to join, become a member of my inner circle. The link is wealthpress.com/pot, or you can call 904-404-8870. We have operators, my team standing by, ready to take phone calls. If you have any questions, they'll answer it. They'll even forward it over to me. And it will be absolutely amazing out there. So again, the link is wealthpress.com/pot. And let's get into questions here. We still have a little bit of time, which I'm very happy that we still have some time here. Actually, I'll put the link in the chat too. Ah, perfect. Yeah, so you get the email and text trade alerts. I send you text trade alerts and email, and I'll give you a heads up of when we place the trade live. I do it an hour before, 30 minutes before, and then boom, get the link to the webinar just like this, where we place the trade live. You get the live training room access, weekly live webinars, what we call mentoring sessions that are amazing. They're usually anywhere between 20 minutes to an hour and 20 minutes, depending on questions. We get the weekly Podstock watch list, weekly IPO report. Actually, just did my IPO report this morning. The monthly Podstock newsletter. This is really good because it cuts out all the BS going on in the cannabis world, so you don't have to search the internet for hours a day. You get the Podstock University. This is really in detail. Whether you're new to trading or you're experienced, I think you're really going to love it. And the $10,000 account challenge out there. The link is wealthpress.com/pot. Or you could call that 904-404-8870. Yeah, I really like the medical names right now. Like a CARA, GW Pharma. To me, going into the year end, I see those as really the medical cannabis names, as we spoke about, as really the hot names that have been around, kind of the old school cannabis names. The Halloween cannabis special. Anka, David, do you guys have anything else you want me to go over here?
Yeah, not that I can think of. Does anyone else in the audience have any other questions to Lance? If not, then we can go ahead and...
Awesome. Guys and girls, I appreciate everyone being here. It's amazing to speak to everyone here. If you have any questions, anything like that you have, I guess let me type in my email in the chat here, and then we can move on right there. You just email me info@inthemoneytrading. I'll get it quick right there. And yeah, it was amazing. I think the cannabis market is going to be huge, literally within the next 90 days. And I applaud everyone for being here, trying to learn and to make money in this sector.
All right, thanks, Lance. Great presentation.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone.